You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. In late November, City College of San Francisco eliminated more than 300 class offerings overnight. The chancellor cut them from the spring schedule right before registration, citing a budget deficit. Those class cuts came on the heels of hundreds of others over the past 2 years. But this time, administrators acted behind closed doors without consulting academic chairs, students, or city leaders. Those protesting the cuts say the very identity of the community college is at stake. Now, if City College in crisis sounds familiar, it is.
New at 5, the future of City College in San Francisco is in jeopardy. After years of scrutiny, the Accrediting Commission for Community and Junior Colleges issued a drastic decision tonight, telling City College it's revoking its accreditation.
It's only been 3 years since City College emerged from a long accreditation battle, but the bigger fight is ongoing about how the college can stay solvent and whether its core values are at risk. KALW education reporter Lee Romney takes us into the fray.
About three dozen people are gathered on the steps of City Hall on this late January morning.
Who wants to carry this one? These cuts won't heal.
My name is Marcos Cruz. I'm a student organizer at City College. We are out here in front of City Hall for a press conference and rally.
Once that's done, they'll head into City Hall for a hearing about how those recent class cuts are affecting low-income students and students of color. City College, or CCSF, is an important institution to San Francisco. It's historically been a haven for all kinds of students.
In my class, there are bus drivers, there are teachers, there are nurses, there are bartenders, there's a parent who was formerly homeless. And these spaces are sacred. These spaces must be protected.
Some students focus on four-credit classes to earn certificates or associate degrees or transfer to four-year universities. Others may take classes just for the love of it or to sharpen their skills so they can get better jobs in a city where the wealth gap is growing.
I'm wearing a button that says, "We are all City College," with a little heart, because before the accreditation crisis happened, there were about 80,000 students at the college, which means that 1 in 8 people in San Francisco was connected to City College, either directly or indirectly.
The accreditation crisis lasted for 5 years, and the more uncertain things seemed, the more enrollment dropped. That affected state funding, and accreditors had already identified problems with college finances. But the bigger battle was about more than that. The chancellor of the state community college system, accreditors, and state legislators were pushing a definition of student success that didn't really fit with the CCSF ethos of serving everyone, including lifelong learners. Instead, it focused on measurable outcomes, like how many students got certificates or associate degrees, how quickly they graduated, and the transfer rate to four-year universities. And that is even more true today. In fact, the way the state funds community colleges is about to change to incentivize schools to place more students in that graduation pipeline. City College Chancellor Mark Rocha has said he made the latest class cuts with that new state funding formula in mind. He also said his main goal was to, quote, prioritize the graduation of students of color. That notion that the cuts are in the best interest of students of color, it doesn't sit well with a lot of students and faculty.
Whose college?
Our college!
Whose city?
Our city!
Whose city? When classes are under attack, what do?
Ramona Coates is here at the rally. She's the former chair of African American Studies at City College. She's now part-time. In fact, today, the department has no full-time faculty, and class offerings have dropped from 8 to 4.
Students of color find themselves, their identity, their history, their hope, their future, their self-worth, when they take ethnic studies, social justice, African American studies courses.
It turns out other ethnic studies programs, along with women and gender studies, have been shrinking too. Fewer classroom offerings, more online.
Online is fantastic, but not everybody can learn the way they need to online. They need that communal interaction with faculty. They need that.
This whole question of who is being helped and who is being harmed by the cuts is actually the focus of today's hearing inside City Hall. It's a joint meeting of members of the Board of Supervisors, San Francisco Unified School District Commissioners, and City College trustees. They want to understand the impact not just on students of color, but on low-income students, older students, and high school students who need City College classes to graduate. Supervisor Shimon Walton called for today's hearing. He says mostly they want transparency.
You cannot say that you're focused on equity and cut hundreds of classes without having conversations with faculty, without having conversations yes. with students, without having conversations of other leadership in San Francisco.
Yes.
Walton's already introduced an ordinance to give $2.7 million to City College to restore the classes that were just cut. It passed on a 7-4 vote just a few days before this hearing. But City College Chancellor Rocha has told the mayor and the supervisors he doesn't want the money, that he stands by the cuts as necessary belt tightening. Mayor London Breed has indicated she'll veto. All of that is the backdrop to today's hearing.
How you doing? Good. That's fine. You could leave it like that. Just open it for me. And any signs or posters?
No.
We all head inside, filing through security.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, you're good.
Yeah.
Supervisor Haney.
Present.
Haney present. Supervisor Fewer. Fewer present.
This hearing is important for city leaders who want CCSF to reverse these class cuts. Because if the city doesn't learn more about why the college did what it did and who will suffer as a result, convincing the mayor to hand over the money will be tough. But the associate vice chancellor who shows up to represent City College, Terrence Bynum, he doesn't come with any data.
We focus on students transferring to the UCs and the state system.
Instead, he reads from the college mission statement about that double-down focus on moving students towards graduation.
We also have a great emphasis on basic skills.
Supervisors and SFUSD commissioners on this committee have been waiting for more than a month for specifics. They are not happy.
We really need hard data so we can say that if we don't fund this, this is who is going to be hurt.
And numbers is something that I would like to see. I would like to see numbers by group.
And here we are at the Board of Supervisors in the city, and we're trying to give you money. We're trying to help with this. We want to have your back. And if you're making it hard for even for us to have your back, that's raising a lot of other questions for a lot of people in the community.
City College is struggling financially. A recent audit called out a pattern of deficit spending, and reserves have fallen below the minimum levels set by the state chancellor. After the accreditation crisis, San Franciscans stepped up to help, approving parcel taxes. State lawmakers passed legislation that funneled extra money to City College until 2017. City College trustee Alex Randolph points out, it's time to face reality.
You know, in the past, we've budgeted on projections and ideas. The students will come back, enrollment will be better, we'll be able to get our expenses down. That hasn't come.
Enrollment did get a bounce when the city kicked in to make CCSF tuition free for San Francisco residents, but it's nowhere near what it once was. And the faculty union says by cutting highly enrolled classes, the chancellor is now driving enrollment down. Non-credit classes for older adults took a huge hit, and lots of credit classes got cut too. When it's time for public comment, it's clear there's a lot of pain to go around.
I have enjoyed taking classes in music appreciation, computer literacy, and Tai Chi.
My class is the figure drawing class.
My class, Political 45, the Politics of the Middle East, was a certificate that I was expecting to complete.
There has been a concern about certificates being cut.
Administrators canceled our entire non-credit self-defense program. So who does that affect? We know our non-credit students are low income.
Before the meeting ends, City College pledges to dig up that data. Supervisor Walton says the committee will meet again once that happens. Meanwhile, students, faculty, and their union, AFT Local 2121, start lobbying Mayor London Breed heavily not to veto that $2.7 million for City College to reverse those class cuts. But on Friday, February 14th, she vetoes it anyway. In her veto message, she says, quote, using general fund reserve dollars as a band-aid for long-term structural problems does not help City College. In San Francisco, I'm Lee Romney for Cross Currents.
Lee Romney is KALW's education reporter. You can find more of her stories at kalw.org.